longer confused. And we will open a work session on House Bill 3061.
They will.
Diane?
Okay, chairs and members of the committee.
Bill Wickham.
House Bill 3061, the bill that prohibits health insurers that provide reimbursement or payment for prescription drugs from limiting an insured to less than 90 day supply of prescription drugs. This bill was last heard on April 17th. There are two amendments, -1 and -2 amendments. I've done my best to summarize those amendments on my SMS. The -1 amendments replace sections 1 and 2 of the bill. They require health insurers with prescription drug benefit plans to supply maintenance drugs in quantities sufficient for up to 90 days. So we're dealing with maintenance drugs now. They allow health insurers with prescription drug benefit plans to require a prior authorization for a prescription quantity that would be greater than a normal quantity, quote unquote, normal quantity. And they direct health insurers with prescription drug benefit plans to adopt policies describing maintenance drugs that are covered within the bill. The -2 amendments also replace sections 1 and 2 of the bill, and they require health insurers with prescription drug benefit plans to provide drug benefit information, including exceptions to the beneficiaries.
Okay, committee, the amendments we are looking at are the -2s.
Of -2.
The -1s are no.
-1s
are
out.
Are they out? -1s
out. I guess the -1s are out.
They're it's different though.
They're very different.
Yes. But they both amendments deal with the same section. So you can't really do both. Come on up, Peggy.
3061. Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Peggy Annett, and I'm representing the Health Insurance Association of America. And these, the -2 amendments reflect consensus among the carriers and others on this, and we met with the sponsor of the bill and discussed that with him, and I think that addresses the key issues that at least we saw before us, which was the issue of how people go about getting information to get an extended prescription. What this does is provide that information without getting us into issues associated with the cost consequences related to some of the prescription drug issues that we talked about at the first hearing. So, again, these reflect agreement among all the carriers as to some language that would satisfy our needs, and I think actually make it clear to people in their benefit structure as to how they would go about getting an extended prescription drug.
Okay. Any questions?
Thank you, Peggy.
I would entertain a motion on the -2s if there's no questions.
I move -2 amendments.
Representative Tomei moves the -2 amendment to House Bill 3061. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I...
Representative Morsat.
Okay, I move House Bill 3061 as amended to the floor of the House with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Morsat moves House Bill 3061 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Representative Mona Sanderson.
Thank you. In essence, it sort of guts what the original intent of the bill was. I believe this is Representative Tanoak. And his concern was that to be able to get a 90-day supply, but it looks like with this amendment, it doesn't even address that. It just says, I mean, is that, it'd be nice to know if Representative Tanoak saw what happened to his bill.
Dave?
Mr. Chair, just quickly, Dave Fiscom for the record, Providence Health System as well as Pacific Care. I did talk to Representative Canope this morning off the floor, and without trying to speak for him in any ultimate sense, he did authorize me to say in response to this issue today that he was at a different hearing, could not be here, but he was okay with these amendments. If you want me to find him down the hall, I can. He said he couldn't be, but said it would be fine if I used those words to describe his position. I think it's possible for policyholders under health plans in Oregon to get access to up to even 90-day supplies for chronic conditions, as long as they go through the proper mechanisms to do so, which often are mail order, but don't even have to be that. And so I think in the conversations that insurers had with the prime sponsor of the bill, we indicated to him that there were existing ways for persons who need such medication, and we have examples of that that we talked about, to get supplies of medication for a long duration for purposes of, for example, vacations or overseas travel or such. With that in mind, Representative Canope, I think it would be fair to say, settled for these amendments and said it would be okay if I represented his views to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. And Representative Canope expressed the same sentiment to me. Representative Walker.
Chair Cruz. Mr. Fiskin, I have a question on this amendment. It says that they will provide any limitations, you know, describing its policies, including limitations for providing payment or reimbursement for quantities of prescription drugs greater than a 30-day supply. Does this mean that they may develop policies that would limit reimbursement for, you know, if they wanted to get a 60-day supply, but you only pay for 30 days at a time? Is that what this means?
Hi. For the record, Helen Noonan, Harnsberger, pharmacy director and pharmacist for Providence Health Plans. And I regret that I was not listening as intently as I probably should have been to the question. So if you'd repeat it to make sure that I have it accurate and can respond as in kind.
Okay. This is talking about in the Section 2 of the Dash 2 Amendment. When they provide this payment or reimbursement for outpatient prescription drugs, it says that they will provide in plain language a description including any limitations for providing payment or reimbursement for quantity prescription drugs that is greater than a 30-day supply. So what I'm seeing in here is the opportunity for them to say, yes, we'll give you a 30-day supply or we'll give you a 90-day supply, but it may provide that you will have to pay for it yourself and request reimbursement later, or maybe you aren't going to get reimbursed later, even though you can get the supply.
Okay.
Talks more about you're going to get the supply, perhaps, but we may or may not pay for it.
I think what this is really asking health plans to do is to clearly articulate in its benefit design, in their benefit designs and summaries of benefits as well as contracts, what the limitations, if any, are with regard to getting an extended supply of drugs. Limitations could include requiring members to use specific pharmacies, such as specific mail order pharmacies, to get those supplies of medications. That's the most likely limitation that I could foresee in this. Another limitation that's common is that most plan benefits in the state have a year period of time with which claims need to be submitted within. So if you have a plan that allows you to go purchase your medications and get even greater than a 90-day supply, but you buy those medications and you don't submit your receipts within a year, then most plans have a limitation that say that you cannot submit your receipt more than a year later. So I think that what, as I understood this language, it's really to be clear in our summaries of benefits, in our contracts, exactly what is the members' rights and responsibilities in terms of making sure they get reimbursed for their supplies of medication. And so that's an example, I guess.
So what I'm understanding you to say is that you'll probably see the most likely scenario would be, yes, you can get more than a 30-day supply, but it most likely be mail order. As I understand, they can already do that.
Some plans
already do that. If they have a mail order benefit, you can already get up to a 90-day supply.
I think that's true. I don't think that all plans have a 90-day requirement.
No, not all plans do, but if they do, that's the ones that I have seen. In other words, basically, what I see is it's really not, doesn't accomplish anything. Pardon me, but that's just my opinion. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, Representative Walker, part of what I would add to that is that I think that one of the points we discussed at some length with Representative Canope was the fact that we needed to make clearer, it would appear, what already is available to persons who might face the sort of situation that constituents of his or the constituents of yours or other individuals have faced in having some difficulty in getting an extended supply of medication for a vacation or a trip, because we would contend there are already ways to do that. This legislation as proposed places makes it incumbent on us to do a better job in better language and plainer language of making that clear and making the route clear. And we're comfortable with that requirement placed on us.
Well, then as I see it, since you think there are already avenues to do that, and there are, typically mail order, the intent, as I understand it, too bad Bertram can open. The intent, as I understand it, was to make this available so if someone gave me a prescription for ongoing medications, I could take that in, and I could get my 60 or 90-day supply at my local pharmacy without having to do the mail order. Because, frankly, mail order is a pain. I do it all the time, and it's a pain.
Mm-hmm.
But that was, I think, the intent of it. But if this amendment makes it to where the company can issue a policy and says, well, this is our policy in plain language, you can get a 90-day supply, we'll give you 30 days at the counter, you're going to have to pay the rest of it if you want to get it yourself at the counter and then send this receipt in to get the reimbursement for it. That's one of the scenarios I see this. So basically, what I see, and I don't mean to be harsh on you, but what I see basically is Dash 2s, in my view, have granted, it's giving you an option for a plain language description of what you can do, but I think it's gutted the intent of the bill, my view. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Questions?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any other questions?
We're in work session?
We're in work session.
Well, I concur with Representative Walker. And why pass the bill that really doesn't do anything? What is the point of this? I would prefer not passing a bill than passing one that really all it does is clarify language. That doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to me.
Mr. Chair,
I actually would tend to differ a little bit with my colleagues to my right, because as I have read through this and just kind of studying it a little bit more, I think that what it's doing is that it's basically directing the insurance company. It doesn't tell them that they do have to provide longer, which is really what we were sort of after with the original bill, was to be able to get a 90-day supply for maintenance types of medications, you know, whether it be, you know, a cholesterol control medication, blood pressure control, that sort of thing. But what it is doing is that, you know, because what can happen is, if, especially once the lawyers get a hold of the language in contracts, is that the language can get real fuzzy in terms of what a company is providing. So what this is basically telling the insurance companies is they have to lay it out in very plain language, what they're going to cover, how they're going to cover it. So as in the scenario, Representative, that you described, where, you know, at the counter, the insurance company will pay for 30 days, and then if you want to buy a 90-day supply, you have to pay for the additional 60 days and then send in your receipt, and then they might reimburse you for it. But if that's going to be the policy of an insurance company, they have to lay it out in language that you can understand. That's what the expectation is. So you can have your choice. You can buy a 30-day supply and just let them do, and just every month go back, or you can buy a 90-day supply if that's what you want to do. Pay the next 60 days out of your own pocket and ask for a reimbursement. You know, but so that's really, I think, what the insert of this is trying to do is just lay out to the insurance companies that they have to put it in language that people are going to be able to understand what the benefit really is for prescription medications.
Any other discussion? The motion on the floor is to send this bill to the floor with a due pass, just as amended with a due pass.
I must have been out of the room when what amendments were added?
The Dash 2s.
Dash 2. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
There's no further discussion. Clerk, call the roll.
Representative Nope, Canope, I will vote yes.
Representative Clay?
No.
Representative
Trumbull?
Aye.
Representative Marcus?
Aye.
Representative
Verr? Aye.
Representative
Monson? Aye.
Representative Lee?
I also would normally vote no, but in deference to Representative Canope, I will vote yes.
Representative
Barnard? Aye. House Bill 3061, having received the required majority, is declared passed. And Representative Canope will carry, and I will close the work session on, 3061, and we will, there's a call of the House, so we will recess until it calls off, and then we'll come back.